With the coming of spring comes most exciting time of the year, especially if you're a high school senior, because graduation is right around the corner. And now you take all of the life that you've put into going to school and doing athletics and thinking to what you want to do in the future. We are fortunate to have a school district like the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District, which happens to be the size of West Virginia. And yet, if Clayton Holland was the superintendent of a school district in West Virginia, how many other school districts would you have in that state?
Oh my gosh, there has to be 100, maybe more. I'm not sure. Down there, there's like a district in every town.
And it's safe to say that they are kind of congruous when it comes to their culture. You know, I doubt if you'll find from Russian Orthodox to Native villages all in one school district anywhere else.
Yeah, I think we're probably the most unique district in America, or one of them at least, with Russian Old Believer communities, Russian Orthodox communities, our Alaska Native communities. We have three different calendars that we run in the district based on the Old Believer and Russian Orthodox calendars as well. And I'd say probably the most unique place you can find.
Now, Clayton, you've been here for a while. You've been contributing to our school district, and then you stepped up into the helm of superintendent, and the worst storm ever happened. We had the pandemic, which no superintendent in this district has ever had to see through, and you have. And now we're coming out of that, and we're growing back, and we seem to be into another crisis because of the inflation and all the things that we have witnessed just in the last few years. To try and stay on top of that while running an organization as large as that must be quite a challenge.
It really is. Yeah, I think about how large our district is and meeting the unique needs of every area, how spread out each school is, and how difficult it is to combine resources. I think a lot of other places, everything's in the same place, and you can have your programs all centralized. Here, we have to bring things out and then work to bring kids in when we can for different opportunities like career technical education. So it is a challenge, and then we are battling high inflation, high healthcare costs, liability insurances. All of that have just kind of eroded away over the years our ability to meet, have all those expenditures. We've limited what we have over years, and we're really facing a budget crisis coming up.
Now, at home, when we work on our budget, it used to be 2 for $5 at Arby's, and now it's 2 for $8. So I have to adjust my budget, and my choices are I can get another job, or I can do something to increase my income. But when you're running a school district the size of the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District, looking at all of not just the sandwiches that you're putting on the table, but all of the salaries and the inflation and all of the employees that are battling this, what is the answer? Maybe it's just simple to say, we need more money. That seems obvious. But what can we actually do to keep the quality that we have in the classrooms and in our district and yet not go broke?
Yeah, great question. So first of all, I'll start by thanking our current employees, our teachers, our staff, everyone working, because you've stretched out what we do in an amazing way. We're still providing a quality education, but it is a super stretch, and we're not able to get to what we used to have. We know that. We have the quality, but the opportunities have definitely shrunk. What can we do? In Alaska, school districts can't raise funds, right? At some states, you can. They can put a levy, or they can do something to bring in funding. We can't, so we're dependent upon the state of Alaska, and we're dependent upon the borough, and then we have federal funding that comes in the forms of grants as well. So right now, we have a great borough assembly who's very supportive of education, and I believe they will fund us to the maximum amount they can that's possible. And then the state level, we're really hoping that we can get something that creates, sustainable and predictable funding for us. If they can be a BSA increase, that would go a long ways for stability here in Alaska, here in the Kenai Peninsula with what we do. So we're anxious. I think people can reach out to the legislators and let them know what they feel about that. And I encourage everybody, be polite, be kind. I think we need to model that across the board, but also let them know the impact. What's the impact on the community? And also that impact on schools translates to impact everywhere, right? The economy and our schools are tied together. When people are thinking about moving here or staying here, they're going to look at the schools. They're going to look to the language that's being used about schools? Are people supportive of them? Is this a place I can raise my kid and know they can obtain the highest level, which we still do, right? We talked about today the three kids in the military academy just from one school right now. We have kids at the highest level of schools, and we have kids who are just doing into the trades and into the vocational aspects of life that they want to choose. And so if we want that to continue, we have to have strong schools, and we have to be able to support them.
Now, we heard the argument coming from Juno that if we raise the basic student allocation, it's going to come out of your permanent fund dividend. Now, if you lived in West Virginia and you were dealing with the same inflation challenges that you have to deal with, you would be saying that if we raise the BSA, it's going to come out of your father and mother's salary. Okay, it's going to give you less, not the money that comes in the mail that you don't do anything for.
Yeah, well, that is a...
You're not going to argue with that, are you?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. You know, you always have to be careful in those conversations. But the reality is we're talking about the future, right? And I think that's a difference in the world I think I grew up in Alaska in, that we all expected we had to go out and work for what we're doing and contribute and think about the future of our kids. And I just encourage people to have that mindset that, look, we're transparent. I put everything out there. There are web links to our budget, to everything we do. When people don't believe we're using it wisely, I encourage you to check it out. If you think our district office is overstaffed or over money, come check it out. All right, we're running a district. I mentioned this to you earlier, Merrill, that I have two directors that oversee all the schools, you know, with one assistant soup because we cut the other one 2 years ago, all the schools on the entire peninsula. So an area of West Virginia, 8,400 kids, 42 schools, and I've got basically three people that are managing day-to-day issues. So if there's an issue, a crisis, a sports thing, a whatever, all hopping. And so we're maximizing everything possible. And I encourage you to go to any other, go to another entity and see how they run things. Go to another industry and see how much supervision they have. And so I think people need to know we've tapped it out. We've stretched every dollar where we are. And the Kenai is a great place. This is where I raise my children. My parents live here. I tend to stay. But we have to think about the future and the long-term health of our economy and our students and the entire peninsula.
Well, thank you for shepherding this district forward. Thanks to all the teachers in the classroom. And if you have any doubt about the product, come to the live oral presentations of the Caring for the Kenai, and you'll see kids that are thinking outside of the box with original ideas to improve our community's way of life, environment, and disaster preparedness. I'm Merrill Sikorski with Superintendent of Schools Clayton Holland, returning you to that Let's Compliment Our School District sound of KSRM.